Let's talk about the celebrities that you just want to slap across the back of the head. Hi, I'm Jim Walsh with podcast number 107. Sandra Bernhard, you've heard of her. She's that scrawny, ugly, unfunny comedian who impersonates a scrawny, ugly, unfunny, cross-dressing gay man on Comedy Central. Well, recently she was dropped from a benefit for a women's shelter in Boston after they discovered that in her act, yes, she apparently has an act, she fantasizes about Governor Sarah Palin being gangbanged by some of Ms. Bernhard's big black brothers. Her words, not mine. Apparently, to Sandra Bernhard, violence against women is funny if you don't like the victim's politics. This brings to my mind the number of celebrities out there who are just famous for, I don't know, being annoying. I mean, it's a genuine mystery with some of these people, like how Dharma and Greg managed to stay on all those seasons. But the good thing about it is it does give me an excuse to unroll my very own list of people who are famous for being annoying. To wit, Janine Garofalo. A big darling with the critics, Ms. Garofalo has built her career out of showing up on talk shows to explain how much cooler she is than the rest of us. Incidentally, you might not have heard, a couple of years ago, she actually joined the ranks of the homeless for several months when one of her boyfriends stole her house keys and hid them under a bar of soap. Thank you! Be here all week! Try the shrimp scampi. Next to my list, and this may surprise a lot of people, Cindy Crawford, who, yes, she is a stunningly beautiful woman, but she's a person who has always, to me at least, given off the air of being someone who takes herself way too seriously. You know, as if she actually owed her success to something other than one very lucky roll of the genetic dice. Up next on my poopy list is Bruce Springsteen. I mean, let's face it, old Bruce has been totally insufferable ever since he got it in his head back in the early 80s that he was the second coming of Woody Goddamn Guthrie. Personally, I liked him a lot better when he was the quintessential Jersey beach rat on that last chance power drive to Rosalita's back window. Nowadays, what is he? He's John Bon Jovi with pretensions. Pathetic. Speaking of pathetic, Rush Limbaugh, who I was always a big fan of Rush, at least in the early years. I thought he was a gifted entertainer, at least on radio. But I think what happened was El Rushbo spent one night too many as a guest in the Lincoln bedroom, and in doing so fell into the classic Faustian trap of buying into his own bullshit. Kind of sad, actually. He used to be a lot of fun to listen to. And last but most certainly least on my list, one Julia Roberts. I think if any individual could symbolize the ridiculous arbitrariness of the Hollywood star-making system, it would have to be our very own duck-faced darling Julia. Twinkle, twinkle, movie star. A so-so journeyman actress with an endless capacity for shameless mugging, who just happened to be in the right place at the right time when the Tinseltown suits decided they needed someone, anyone, that they could hype into the next big thing. The only movie of hers I can even stand to watch is Steel Magnolias, and that's only because of the uplifting feel-good ending, which never fails to bring a big smile to my face. Well, there you go, just a few of my personal anti-faves. If you would like to comment on any of them, maybe offer a few names of your own, or if you just want to offer suggestions of truly productive things that I could do with my spare time, feel free to do so. Talk to Jim Walsh at yahoo.com.